WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
The fallout from Clash at the Castle is upon us. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, that's Lindsay Ward.
Hey.
We'll have a full breakdown of Clash at the Castle this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Rack. But we're here to talk Monday Night Raw. And following this show live will be Cebu Not So Live, talking everything AEW All Out, because there's things to talk about. But that's for like a half hour from now. We're here to talk Monday Night Raw, which opened up with the rated R superstar Edge coming to the ring. Well, talking about his history with the Mysterios, being the one calming Dominic down before his first match in front of a WWE live audience last year. And he wondered why Dominic turned on him and his father Rey Mysterio, because I accidentally speared you? Ed said he feels it's like his fault that the Judgment Day made their lives hell, but he also knows Rey raised Dominic better than this. Ed said Dom and his father can hash things out, but this is a different animal. He's a different animal. He calls out Dom, and he said he would beat his ass. Rey comes out. Rey's like, my son messed up, I know this, and he said he was seeking to apologize on his behalf. Ed said he loves Rey, but Dom is old enough to drink, drive, and stand in this ring. Ed said Dom is old enough to be held responsible for his actions. And once again, calls him out. We then have Judgment Day of Rhea Ripley come out, along with Dom. She said Edge needed to calm down. Ripley said Dom is no longer Rey's baby, but Ripley said she saw potential in Dom, and, well, she turned him into a man. Dominic, all black, new slick back hair. Rey was like, I'm out of this. And, you know, just make amends with Edge. And Rhea said Dom no longer listens to Rey. And Edge can't stop his Judgment Day. They start approaching the ring. Rey's like, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm just going to, you do you. And before that all happens, Finn and Damian attack Edge. They all lay out Edge, a 4-on-1 beatdown. Ripley gives Dominic a chair, who then hand it to Finn. And then we have the coup de grace on Edge, and he is left laying. And Rey eventually would come back out to make the save. You know, made a save. Good stuff.
This is a wonderful follow-up to what happened to Clash at the Castle. There wasn't a lot. They gave you just enough to tease you, but there was so much there. Number one, whoever got to Dominic's hair. Thank you. Appreciate it. Much obliged. Rhea Ripley needs to continue yet stop at the same time, because goddamn, she's ruining my life. Chest harness? What? What? Anyway, I'm very curious as to Dominic's reasons, right? Especially for attacking his father and attacking Edge beyond he wants to be his own man. He wants to be his own person. Or Rhea's just that amazing, which I can fully believe that Rhea's that amazing. Because she is. But I'm curious to see where this goes and how this does this. You know, I like Rey trying to be the good father, trying to stop his friend and being like, look, I know, I know,
but...
But he's my son, and we're friends. And can you maybe not murder him? And Edge is like, let's see how it goes. And Ray's like, respect. Like, I like how they played it like that, that you don't have the animosity yet between Edge and Ray, that you just have Ray being like, I acknowledge what happened. I'm sorry. Please don't kill my kid. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Like, this was all really good. And this led to a match later in the night between Damian Priest and Rey Mysterio, which was really, really good.
Yeah, Rey said Judgment Day is out to ruin his life by poisoning his son's mind and taking on Edge, and one of them deserves to get their ass beat, and he didn't care which one. He challenged one to a fight, which ended up to be Damian Priest, as Lindsay mentioned. Really good match. We had Dominic get involved, which allowed Rhea to slide in, which allowed Damian to hit the clothesline and then the South of the Heaven for the win. Afterwards, they all stood over Rhea's body, and Rhea said that there's one more man left in the way, and she'll send him back into retirement, because what Poppy wants, Poppy gets, and what Poppy wants is Dominic to challenge Edge next week.
I like the subtle Eddie references. I like the subtle Eddie and China stuff between Dominic and Rhea. I like what they're doing here. I really dislike how quiet Dominic's being. You didn't have him go out and cut that, you know, you've held me back ever since I was a kid, or, you know, whatever. Like, we don't know why. And I kind of like that. That it's not Dominic speaking for himself. It's kind of the Judgment Day speaking for him. And at some point we will get Dominic's reason. Not yet. But I like that. I like that we're working towards Dominic's reason and we're building to that. And you have Rey trying to be the good father. You have Edge in part trying to be the good friend, because the match was over when the betrayal happened. Right, like Dominic didn't screw them out of the win. Spoilers. He just kicked Edge in
the balls.
The balls after the match. Like, good solid kick too. And then like hit a crossbody, or not crossbody, forearm clothesline. There we go. There it is. Trying to remember the name. It's like, what is it? No. Hit a clothesline on Rey, a la Eddie Guerrero when Eddie turned on Rey years ago. Really, really nice stuff. Really beautiful storytelling there. So I'm very much looking forward to where this goes.
Your women's tag team champions, Raquel Rodriguez and Aaliyah, defeated Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop. Quick, solid match. Got the Aaliyah. The story was, they were talking about how Aaliyah really hasn't done a lot during the tournament. Raquel was sort of dominating her ways, and Aaliyah needs to be more aggressive, and you saw that tonight. She did a nice dive to the outside, taking out Nikki A.S.H., allowing Raquel to hit the Texana bomb on Doudrop, which was very impressive. What came out of this mainly was backstage when Bayley and the rest of Damage Control were headed to the ring, which we're about to talk about here in a second. You saw Nikki A.S.H. throw the mask at Doudrop.
I like how we're very slowly seeing, kind of sad, but seeing the superhero sort of fade away with Nikki, and she's changing the character, and it's happening right in front of us. I like that kind of storytelling. So it's not a sudden left turn like what we had with the character initially. It's just very slowly, very steadily, we're losing bits and pieces of the superhero character, and very gradually she's becoming a brand new character under the influence of Doudrop.
Speaking of Damage Control, they came to the ring. Bayley talked about her win at Clash at the Castle over Bianca Belair, Asuka, and Alexa Bliss. Kai said if they could do it to the best, imagine what they can do to the worst of the roster. She said they were taking control. And Io basically said, we're coming after the women's tag team titles next week. Dakota said that she wasn't a legal person when she was pinned, but they overcame it. She said Rodriguez and Aaliyah could pretend to be champions for one more week, and they will take what is theirs next week. Bayley then talked about being the first person in 300 days to beat Bianca Belair. This brought out Bianca. She challenged Bayley to face her in a singles match right here, right now. Bayley said it's Labor Day, and she ain't working. She's just here to celebrate. Nice little mention. Mm-hmm. Belair said it took three of them to take her down, and that Bayley may have her little minions, but she has the Raw Women's Championship. And when you only and Belair said that unless it's one on one, unless you have this, the title, you're in control of nothing. Bayley pulled her crew out of the ring, said it's not about Belair. She said her girls will get the titles next week, and said if and when she wants that title, she'll get it one way or another. Good stuff.
Great stuff. This was fantastic. I loved everything about this. Keep doing it.
Indeed, they will. It was a fatal four-way match for the number one contendership for the WWE Undisputed Tag Team titles. You had the New Day, Alpha Academy, Los Lotharios, and the Street Profits all battling for the match for the shot of the titles. Good match until the entrance of Braun Strowman.
Before we get to Braun, can we talk about Kofi and Xavier trying to big brain it?
Right.
To start the match and everybody trying to stop it. But yeah, Braun Strowman and his very red pants.
So before this, they were talking to Miz and Tommaso Ciampa in the parking lot, and they walked by a flipped car. Cue Braun Strowman returning in bright red pants, destroying everyone. But apparently the New Day escaped all the meetings, as Woods mentioned on Twitter. Even though they were saying we're coming, he took down 8 men. I don't think he ever got to the New Day. But
no.
He looked impressive until that one moment where he was starting up the Strowman Express, and well, slipped, and then did his move through the barricade.
Like, they tried to cover it, but yeah, Braun slipped and fell right on his face, which was unfortunate, and they caught it on camera. I don't know how I feel about Braun bringing back. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he's getting a second chance, but at the same time, Braun is Braun. It's, at this point, I think there's only one other person that I really want to see come back, and nobody really knows if he's going to come back. I will mention that Hunter talked about 4 people over the weekend, and one of them just showed up.
So we'll count them all and count the rest down.
So we'll count the rest down and see if they come around again or if they don't.
The Monster of Monsters is headed to Friday Night SmackDown this week.
I will say that a certain Mr. Wyatt did put Giant Killer in his bio.
Oh boy! Anyway. So Braun's back. We'll see where he fits into things.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an attraction. That's the one thing I could say about him. He's an attraction, and they like attractions. So Austin Theory, yes, Austin Theory is back. He talked about what happened and how he's in pain from what happened at Crown Jewel 08 Clash at the Castle. He said he's still the youngest Money in the Bank holder. And he'll be the youngest undisputed champion in history. This brought out Kevin Owens and asked, what's wrong with your jaw? All right, Theory, you got knocked the hell out. You got KO'd. And then Owens like, all right. So Theory, oh wait, I can call you Austin. You remembered what your first name was. That was nice. Owens said Fury did the Theory a favor because Roman Reigns or Drew McIntyre would have put him in the ground. He wouldn't have been able to cash in the contract. Theory said, Owens is jealous of him doing things that he could never do. Theory said he felt bad for Owens and told him he could be the first in line when he get for a title shot, so he could be the first man he beats once he's champion. He said he's been in the ring with Reigns and McIntyre. He knows what they're all about. He probably would have beaten Drew McIntyre in Raw a couple weeks ago if it not been for the Usos, and he would have been the one who ended Roman Reigns' title reign 6 months in if it wasn't for Jey Uso and Paul Heyman. Owens told Theory that the only reason is the Money in the Bank contract because he wasn't in the match. Theory said Owens is trying to be relevant. And like, yeah, that's right. I am trying to be relevant. That's why I'm still so damn good. He said this would be the point in the show where a referee would run out and slot into ring. He was right. I like the line, you could have been faster. Owens said, then one of the guys would say, oh, it's time for enough talking. Wait, that's my job. And let's fight. It led to Theory and Austin and Kevin Owens having a pretty good match, with Kevin Owens getting the win.
This was all very, very good. I enjoyed this immensely.
I love Kevin Owens. You're doing a lot with Kevin Owens right now. You're giving him the opportunity to talk and then wrestle. The two things he's really, really good at. And you're highlighting them every week. And he comes across every single week as a star.
He does.
And that's what you want out of it. So, we had some footage from after Clash at the Castle, including Riddle being still pissed off and wants a rematch, and then Sarah asked Rollins what's his next move, and, well, he said a rematch is in the cards because he's moving on to bigger and better things. So, we'll see if we get that rematch. Because it could happen, and probably here, eventually. There was a segment backstage where Johnny Gargano was being interviewed. And he announces that, you know, after being interrupted by Austin Theory, that, you know, while Johnny's all been here, he's just been Johnny talking. Well, he's right, but next week he's going to announce he's returning to the ring for the first time in 9 months. And then took a jab at about the whole sharks thing that Theory's been swimming with, the sharks thing that Theory's been, you know, talking about. So, in your main event, it was Bobby Lashley and The Miz inside a steel cage for United States Championship. Good match, but everyone knows what we were looking for. Dexter Lumis.
A certain Mr. Lumis.
Who just so happened to be underneath the ring at the very end. Nice camera angle of him just sliding out of underneath the ring. Miz was going to win. He sees Dexter. He climbs back in, gets speared. Lashley retains. Dexter gets in the cage. Lashley closes the door. And Miz gets put to sleep.
This was all fantastic. Classic Dexter. Loving everything about it. So good.
Pretty good stuff. Pretty good.
I'm very curious to know what's going on with Dexter and Miz. Like, what happened between them when Dexter took him away? Why Dexter's after him at all? Like, what's going on there? Nobody really knows, and I like that. But I hope we do get some answers soon because, you know, we've been building this really, really slowly and it's been really well done. But it's like, I'm to that point where it's like, I kind of need to know what's going on because it's becoming expected that Dexter's going to start to show up now. So it's like, we need just a little bit more. But the way that Miz did this, where he started like crying and he tried to get away and he was afraid, and like, he just did really well with that in terms of acting and all of that. He sold it beautifully.
He's been selling it the entire time. His refusal to talk about it. Yeah. Last week I went on vacation and, you know, that's all it was. We're not talking about what happened with Dexter. It's been good. It's been really good.
It's been fantastic.
Like, I like how they're handling the situation where it's like, yeah, everything's fine. I'm just never talking about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. Good stuff all around. So that was Monday Night Raw.
That was Monday Night Raw. Overall, a very satisfactory episode. A good fallout from Clash at the Castle. We'll see more follow-up on Friday on SmackDown.
Yeah, storylines continued. Moved them stuff along. All good stuff. As next week is, you know, the real test, because next week we get Dom and Edge, supposedly, depending on Edge's health. We're going to get Johnny in action, and the women's tag team titles are on the line as we head in against the Monday Night Football starting next week.
Yep, we had the Kansas City Chiefs there in solidarity.
You know, as you do. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned to the live audience right here at twitch.tv/WTLive. Because coming up right after the show will be Stevie Road Not So Live, as we're going to talk all things AEW All Out and the fallout that's been happening in the last 24 hours, which is something to behold. So don't tune out. We're going to be continuing live here in just a moment. Thursday night, though, it's The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, as we cover Clash at the Castle.
That's right. We'll have news, notes, Clash at the Castle. And we might be talking a little AW. I have to see the full fallout, but I do want to make this comment. There are adults there, right?
Maybe.
And maybe. I'm just curious. There are adults in charge over there. I'm just want to make sure. But anyway, it's The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com on Thursday.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio Live. Not to be confused with Not So Live, coming up here on right after the show. Before that, 10:30 is the return of WTR Riffs. The first time in years where we've done a riff, and it's going to be live. AKA a watch party of Keishi Matsunaga winning. We're going to watch the video before we play Fortnite. Saturday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern will be the start time. So tune in for that. Sunday night's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for our post show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It is September, y'all. You get 20% off a brand new sub or 1 month sub or whatever it is all month long. And the longer you subscribe, the more higher percentage off you get. But if you don't want to do it that way, you can do it the other way with Amazon Prime, linking to your Twitch account called Prime Games Support Channel by clicking that purple rectangular button right below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWD. I stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinzWard, where I play Genshin Impact. We are exploring Sumeru together. We just finished the R&R quest. We have more stuff to check out. So, you know, give the channel a follow. I would appreciate it. twitch.tv/LinzWard.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. For the live audience, we'll be back with Steamer and Natsu live in just a quick moment. But for those listening on the podcast, this has been the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rock. I'm right back here every single Monday night for the Raw Post Show, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.